Hi, Kristen.
Hello, Judy Marie. How are you?
I am doing great. I'd like to introduce you to all of our listeners. This is Kristen Elson from the Denver area in Colorado, and my name is Judy Marie with Miracles of Health, and I'm really pleased to have Kristen join in on a podcast with us today on a very exciting and most interesting topic, as well as hearing some of her health results and benefits from using CBD. So, Kristen, I'd like you to share a little bit with us about what your health journey has been like.
Well, let's see. It's been about 6 months now. I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I decided to go ahead and have surgery. And, you know, I just didn't feel good about the rest of it that they wanted me to do, the radiation, chemo, hormone therapy. In my spirit, my soul, it just didn't feel right. I just thought, and I talked to Judy Marie, and we just decided, she helped me decide to take a different path. And so just felt so good. I was 100% comfortable and peaceful with everything that the decisions that I made, and to take a different route just with a lot of Judy Marie's products, honestly. And she's guided me through a lot of detoxing over the last 6 months, and a lot of talking to me, guiding me, and I've grown in such an amazing way. I just can't even describe over the last 6 months how much I've grown and how much healthier I've become, mind, body, and spirit, and realizing how all of those things have to connect. They just do for pure healing to come through. So I felt so terrible over the last 6 months. There was so much detoxing I needed to do. And now we've come to this point of all different types of supplements we've been doing, and now we've come to this point. It's like this little point that we've come up to here of the CBD now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing right here. This is it right here. This is what's made a huge difference. And I haven't even been taking it that long, is what's so amazing to me. That's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's been several weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Roughly three weeks.
And we decided to, as Miracles of Health are expanding and launching out now into a whole line of elixirs and the what's called coconut CBD, where you can ingest it as well as use it topically. That actually was the first product we had to share with you when you were sharing some of the other symptoms that really continue to reoccur no matter what. And if you're comfortable to talk about that, I'd really like you to let our listeners know what that has felt like before taking the CBD and what your experience has been and which CBD you've been using.
Okay. I've been taking the CBD 1,000 milligram with the coconut oil, and I've just been taking it internally. And before I started taking this, my hormones have just been a mess. My period has been horrible. I get terrible headaches. I get cramps. I mean, I'm perimenopausal, so yeah. Everybody knows, the girls know what that feels like, so how miserable that can be. And yeah, so many up and down, and my energy level, and just I feel really good one minute, I just crash and hit the wall the next minute, and just this up and down thing all through the day of energy. And my focus and concentration, I've been so foggy, even though I've been detoxing and really paying attention to things I'm putting in my body, there's this other level you have to go to. I've learned that through this. There's just this other level that you kind of jump up to almost. My energy was, like I said, so horrible, and my hormones and a lot of that has been going on. And trying to detox a lot of that old stuff out of me. But since I started taking the CBD, and this is, you know, sometimes when you start taking things to help you, it can be minor. You know, you can feel it a little bit, and you go, oh, well, am I just imagining that? No. And I'm like, this has been completely different. This has been like a drastic change quickly. That's what is so exciting to me about this, that I to start doing the research on CBD, and that can be a confusing topic, but the more you start researching and realizing how many things this CBD will help, it's just shocking to me. It's just like, I hate to use this term, but cure-all. That's, you know, that's not the right term, but that's the best thing I could come up with, because it's so, and like the big word I keep coming up with is stabilizing. That's the giant word, is stabilizing. And it, you and I talked about this, it's almost like the CBD has a spirit of its own, a spirit of its own. It just knows, you put it, and it's just like it knows right where to go. It's just so powerful. I just have to tell you how my hormones, just within that little topic, has changed drastically. Since I started taking, I haven't had headaches during my period. Like I said before, those are pretty crucial. Those are pretty bad, headaches and cramps all of that. Because, see, I don't have one headache during my cycle, no cramps.
And would you say that's the first time in how many years?
Yeah, probably 3 years, I would say, right in that time frame.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. This is drastic when you have you know, and my breasts don't hurt, and I don't have this, you know, you have PMS where you just want to, you know, stab everybody and go in the closet and eat donuts. And, you know, that's, I mean, that is diminished by, I'm telling you, like 70%. Wow. That's huge.
That's a percentage.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah. That's like night and day.
I know. It is. And I'm telling you, that's why I get so excited about this. I don't get so excited, but that's drastic.
Yeah, one of the benefits with the CBD is helping to heal and balance the endocrine system. I mean, there are many other benefits, but this is, we really didn't expect this to work so quickly and so efficiently. I think, you know, between you and I, we were both so surprised. And I know we muscle tested the dosage, and so we got the dosage down accurately, because I really think, Kristen, that most people are getting the CBD tincture or elixir or in the salve, and what they're taking is 5 or 10 milligrams, what's the level you're using?
I'm taking 40 milligrams a day, 20 in the morning, 20 at night, which with your product is a half a teaspoon in the morning. I'm taking a half a teaspoon at night.
Okay.
Am I saying that correctly? Is that?
Yeah. Actually, on our last testing with this, which is more accurate, is 25 milligrams on a half a teaspoon. So as we're launching this right now, we're fine-tuning some things and, you know, having things tested in a lab to know the accuracy. And for those listening, with the CBD product, it's coming from the hemp plant. This is non-psychoactive, okay? So, you know, maybe you can share. There hasn't been an experience. You don't get high. It relaxes the body to heal.
It's a completely different feeling. I've taken THC. I've taken CBD with THC in it. I felt horrible. It was miserable. It's like the two were clashing. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like. The two were clashing and working against each other. So to just take just the CBD with no THC, that minimal, you know, whatever that is, 0.1, whatever. It's just, it's just now, that's the healing part. That's the healing part for the body, because of the CBD. And you can feel that's a big difference. And I've talked to others who have tried to have CBD with THC, and they don't do well with that. Haven't done well. But I'm urging you to just try the CBD by itself. Mm-hmm. And there's a vast difference there.
And Kristen, another fascinating discovery we had with since you've been doing the CBD is about your supplements. We had to re-test everything. So share what that's been like.
Quite a big shift. I was taking lots of supplements. I mean, I couldn't keep it all straight. I had a big old piece of paper. I was, you know, the whole thing. So, and there's just intuitively, when I started taking the CBD, intuitively I could feel, you know, I'm just not going to need this. I can just feel it. And testing that, and I'm hardly taking any supplements at all now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll bet it's gone in probably half. Less than half, a little more than half of what I was thinking. It's like the CBD takes over that. You don't need all these things because CBD is providing your body with...
It's getting your body to absolutely balance and naturally harmonize its nutrients.
Harmonize, yeah.
Yeah, more efficiency. And there are cases some people... you know, may need to continue what they are doing. Some people to need to adjust and go down a little. And it could be also because what has helped recently that I have studied more about is the powerful cleansing process. And then you add CBD in, it's like all the receptors, they're ready to... connect and work and get our body working more naturally and strongly as it's designed to.
That's powerful. I just watched the hair stand up on my arm as you said that. I kind of went, the hair stand up on my arm, because that is so true. That's powerful. When you get that combination, it's just, powerful.
Wow. Are you doing any regular exercise? Is there anything that you could say, how your joints feel, how your body feels.
My blood pressure is pretty high, shall we say. And I've been testing that and watching that pretty much every day. And it's literally gone down about 10 points on the top and the bottom, generally. So that's huge, in my opinion. That's the focus and concentration is huge. I've been so foggy in my head, and I don't know what that's exactly related to, but I can focus so much better than I could before. There's a definite change there, and I don't pay attention very well. So for me to be able to focus on things and concentrate is huge. It really is. I don't crash during the day. You know how some people need a cup of coffee or need something later in the afternoon? My energy is consistent. Mm-hmm. All through the day.
Mentioned that.
Oh, go ahead.
I think overall that has been my one of the strongest benefits. What you're mentioning is the consistency of the energy, not the lows, not the highs, and the focus and the concentration. Wow. Not as foggy, you know?
Yeah, and that's a biggie. And not just a little change. This is a pretty big, you know, this is a noticeable change in that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I go, wow, I can, you know, focus on that a lot better than I used to be able to do that. And, that maybe just happens gradually. And you don't realize how bad it is until you, take CBD and go, oh, my gosh, I was really foggy in the head. I was, really wasn't focusing very well. But you maybe realize it so much until you...
So do you think also you just feel calmer, more serene?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely – I used to have an anxiousness about me inside. I don't feel anxious inside at all anymore. I'm much calmer, much calmer. Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that's what's helping with – not crashing every day, up and down, and that anxiousness isn't there. That stabilizing, that balance is there through the day, which is amazing to me. It just feels so good.
Wow.
Sometimes it just makes you want to cry a little bit because it really feels so good. Mm-hmm. It's like, and it's funny when you just don't realize how crappy you feel. You do, but how crappy you feel until you take something that makes you really feel better, and it's good for you, and it's amazing for your body. It's not some pain pill or something that the doctor's giving you. It's you just don't, that point of reference isn't necessarily there until you take something and you go, oh my gosh. That is amazing. I didn't know I could feel that good.
That is
and
real.
It's shocking to me. It's shocking to me.
Wow.
And, you know, I sleep better. I take my second half teaspoon. I take at night. Mm-hmm. And I've had terrible times. I haven't slept in 6 years, 7 years. I maybe get 3 hours of sleep at night, which just adds to the fatigue and, you know, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I am finally sleeping good.
Wow.
Which I'm so grateful for. My body has needed rest for so long.
Wow. And
that's a huge thing I'm grateful for.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it really does help to heal and balance out the brain. One of the things, for example, that I've heard with THC, and some of you, if I'm wrong, you can let me know, the longer you take it, the more you have to take. From CBD, from what I understand, it doesn't work that way. The longer you take it and the body starts healing itself, eventually you will need less and less. That is what I'm already finding with muscle testing.
Okay.
So we're finding out as a period of time, and we're just kind of charting this, you know, the first 30 days, the first 60 days, you know, on and on and see how this is going. But it is a beautiful plant, the hemp plant. It's been around for thousands and thousands of years. And why this is working so fast, so effectively is the source, which is 100% certified organic.
Mm-hmm.
And the producer we get the CBD from has worked with hemp for over 9 years and helped his father heal of severe crippling rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the little bit of the story that's been behind it. And as it's just been a real joy, Kristen, working with you, working beside you the last 6 months, and to see the growth and the healing, especially the awakening, the awareness of the quality of life you're wanting and what you're developing, and get to feel and experience and to share this with so many other people is so inspiring, and I just really want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I could have done that without you.
Oh.
Honestly, your guidance and love there has been wonderful. And let me ask you this about the CBD: is it something? You know, I know some people will just want to, like, maybe they're having a headache and they would just take some CBD and just take it sporadically.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more beneficial to your body to continuously take CBD?
Everybody will know. Some people are using it for spasms, pain, tremor. You'll know by each cycle every month, you know, how you're doing. Of course, we're going to muscle test if we need to take the dosage down more. It's rare. It's even going to go up. I haven't seen a case of that yet. But like you're saying, you're having these gauges. Is it feeling consistent? Are you still sleeping well? Are you feeling calmer? We have not known of one negative side effect or that will come from, let's say, this is what you're going to use at night to help you to sleep better, because it's doing deep healing in the central nervous system, which we all need. Okay, with all the stimulus that's in our world, that's in our everyday, from the computers to our cell phones to all the electronics, everything that is zapping and bombarding our fields, our body and our energy fields, if this is something that helps add, like the word you use, stabilizing, I'd rather have that than being depleted. My very first herb teacher years ago, she was an old German herbalist. Her name was Vita in California. And she was the one who first told me about the hemp plant. And that was non-existent of available of what you can get, at least what I knew of or in my world. And her, what she said is, in order for the rest of the body to heal efficiently, effectively, you have got to always heal the nerves and detoxify the body. And we have a beautiful little marriage going right now with the CBD and all the benefits with, you know, whatever other practitioners, whatever people can do, even in their own home or, you know, what ideally would love to see this incorporated in a formula with Pure Cleanse. But there's a lot that can, you know, a lot of positive benefits. Going back to you, I want to ask you now, have you used any of the salves, the coconut with the CBD, which is from Fiji? The coconut is organic from Fiji, infused with the CBD. Have you used that externally at all?
Yes, I hurt my back a couple of weeks ago or something, kind of pulled some muscles down in the back, and I was like, oh, I'll try some of that. And it made it feel funny. You just rub it in real good, and it really took the edge off, which was nice. Plus, incorporating that internally, so the two together, I think, were really syncing together and really helped quite a bit. And my husband, I put some of his, he'd hurt his back too. He has a bad back. Mm-hmm. He was like, wow, I really can feel that. That makes a big difference. So it
Wow.
Not as much experience with that as opposed to taking it internally, but yes, in my little experience there, definitely.
Wow. Any final suggestions to anyone listening before we conclude our podcast?
You know, it can't hurt to try something.
Yeah.
It's kind of my theory. It's like, why would you not try it? If you've got even one person that tells you how wonderful, all these things, and it's so good for you. There's no side effects, you know, like you had mentioned. There's nothing negative to it.
Mm-hmm.
Why just try it? It's one of those things you just, somebody can tell you something a million times, but unless you just try it yourself, you won't know, and you'll just smile so big.
That's really neat. Actually, I just thought of one other question I wanted to ask you. So with your other friends and family, because some people are not comfortable, you know, sharing and talking about this, how has that been received in your realm?
Let's see. Well, I have given my husband some CBD, and I wanted him to, you know, we talked about it and explained it to him. He doesn't know that much about it, and he tried some, and he didn't love it at first because his he has a background in having taking drugs from long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can make weed days. I make weed days with weed stuff. So it was, he correlated that with feeling high, which was his words as opposed to mellowing. So he's going to try that again someday and see how that goes. My sister, I gave it to my sister. She loved it. Absolutely loved it. She has a lot of aches and pains and nerve damage and problems with her shoulder and stuff, and she's taken some internally. And she could definitely, just the time we went out to lunch and I gave it to her, she said, my God, my neck is loosened up. My shoulder doesn't hurt. And you know, just wonderful, wonderful. I have another girlfriend who has taken THC with the CBD, didn't do well with it, and because of what I've gone through and told her my whole story, she is so excited to order some
coconut. Yeah.
So it just doesn't take much. It doesn't take much for you to tell somebody if they're, you know, not feeling well, want to try something, something on a such a deeper level, such a, your spirit will accept this so lovingly because of the gift, because it's a gift from you. I mean, I appreciate how much you've put into studying this and the time, and it's such a confusing subject to anybody who's tried to research CBD. It's a confusing subject, and so I am so thankful the time and the energy that you have put in researching this to educate us, educate us so we know what it is and what it's all about, and that's huge because there's not a lot of information out there. You just hear all different kinds of things from different sources. So it's frustrating. So
yeah.
I'm grateful that you have, you know, put this time and energy into this with such love, and it's such a wonderful gift. And I know your spirit, and I know what you put, the energy and love you put behind this product. So.
Oh, thank you. It's on the medicinal side of things, to me, it's such a passion and a mission, and be able to see people like you really reap some natural benefits. And this is still staying closer to me, God's medicine, close to the earth. How we can, this helps us to become more alive inside naturally, you know, too, and to have that focus and that clarity. And my goodness, during these times of life right now, to feel a little more stabilized is quite inviting, you know, quite inviting. But I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Actually, on our very first podcast of CBD, and will be one of many. And Kristen, we are going to come back with you in about 3 months and see how you're doing. How about that?
That sounds great. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening and joining in with us today.